Another beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Today's an important day for us to finally move past last week. Obviously, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves, but that doesn't really matter. You know, Detroit's coming off a tough loss against Tennessee, and you know, we know that they're going to play with a chip on their shoulders. And for us, I mean, we haven't won. We've lost 11 straight NFC North games, and it's a very important game for us because, you know, we're trying to win our first road game this year, trying to get our first win in the NFC North, and that's, you know, our number one goal is to win the NFC North. So this is a good start, a good starting point, and it's also the most important game for us because it's the next one. You know, it's our next game, so you know that's what we're solely focused on right now, and we're moving past last week, and they're a good team. They got a good defense, obviously the one of the best front fours in the league, if not the best. They got really aggressive linebackers that play really well, and they have a very experienced secondary. And you know, they obviously gave me some fits last year, so it's going to be a challenge this week.
Last year at Detroit, was that rock bottom for you?
You know, I mean, it was definitely a tough game. We had three interceptions and dealing with the injury and everything. You know, it was tough. And the weird thing is, I mean, on offense, we moved the ball, we put up points, and I just kept making mistakes and turning the ball over. But I mean, that was definitely a tough game.
You guys talked all about changing the mindset last week. How do you get that? How do you keep that going forward?
You know, I mean, we just got to continue and realize that, you know, one win against a good team doesn't mean anything. There's 13 games left, and this is a huge one for us. Again, I mean, the first game in the NFC North, and we've lost three straight to Detroit. And, you know, we need to start off on the right foot in this division. And I think everyone has that right mindset. I think they're coming to work today and are focused to put in work and get ready.
Yeah, how do you measure that? I mean, what are you picking up in the room amongst the guys to have a response to a win?
You just look at that, too. I think the biggest telltale sign will be at practice today, whether guys are here to work. And, I mean, it seems like guys were in the meeting so far, and in the walkthrough, everyone was paying attention, and that's a good sign.
Have you seen teams scheming to take away Kyle more than maybe they have in the past?
No, I've seen teams scheming to take away Percy. I haven't really seen any doubling or anything on Kyle yet.
So how do you get him the ball more? There was a long stretch there in that last game where he didn't touch the ball.
I mean, we'll find ways. Coach Musgrave will find ways to give him the ball, and I think, you know, I mean, we need to give him the ball more. Obviously, I mean, he's a heck of a player, and we'll figure that out. So.
Last year, trip to Detroit, the confidence hit that game took, did that carry forward for you and the team?
After what I experienced in that game, I think it definitely hurt my confidence. After that, I kind of just regroup. And I think, what was the game after that? New Orleans. And that was a tough game for me as well. So, I mean, yeah, you know, obviously my performance never really kind of – it took a little bit to regroup after that. And that's something I learned from. I mean, you know, everyone's going to have a tough game, and, it was obviously not my best performance, but you got to move on, and again, it's week to week. I mean, whether, like last week you play well, you know, it's week to week, you got to move on.
What have you seen with Percy? I mean, he seemed unhappy during minicamp, but it seems like guys are kind of feeding off him right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy if I'm getting the ball as much as he is, and he's doing well. I mean, you know, he's a great teammate, and everyone loves him and loves being around him, and he's stepping up huge right now in the season. And I know he's happy to be a Minnesota Viking, and he's showing that right now.
You've been very smart about not taking shots downfield when they're not there so far. With Jerome back this week, do you have to remind yourself it doesn't matter how fast he is, you still got to be open?
Yeah, definitely. Again, we're not going to try to force things, and we're going to use Jerome to get downfield, and obviously he's got the speed to do it, and try to do some things to get the ball downfield, but. Again, I mean, you know, we want to make big plays, but we're not going to force them. So.
Are you anxious to see what John Carlson can do? I mean, he seems to be sort of relegated to the sidelines.
Yeah.
Right here.
Well, you know, we know what we can do. We've seen him in practice, and he's practiced well, and he's done well. We just got to continue to find ways to give him the ball. Unfortunately, I don't think he's had a catch this season yet, but he will. I mean, he'll come around.
Do you think he was going to come open on one of those deeper routes? He ran that wheel route, and they picked it up pretty well in that last game.
Yeah, you know, that was a design play to get him a touchdown, and unfortunately they took it away. So, again, I mean, we'll find a way. We're going to give him the ball. He deserves it. I mean, he's a good player. So,
Jerome seemed pretty eager out here today, and finally getting back out there.
Yeah, you know, he's got quite the enthusiasm for the game of football, so I can imagine what he's going to be like in practice today. And everyone feeds off that energy. I mean, he's got so much energy that he brings to the table, and he loves being out here, and he's going to be ready to work. So,
what are your expectations with him back in the lineup? I mean, do you think it's going to click, you know, like you had a chemistry in training camp, or do you think it'll take a while?
I think so. It's only been a month and a half. It's not like it's been 5 years. So I think, everything's going to be fine. He's going to fit in well. Is that a wasp? That's interesting. All right.
It's an omen of some kind.
Scared him away.
Yeah.
It looks like, word's kind of leaking out here that the officials are close to getting an agreement with the league. You know, with what you've seen this week and the last couple of weeks, where that story's gone, what would it mean to get them back on the field?
I'd heard that report. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but, it's something we can't control, and obviously we'll be happy if they come back. And the thing is, the referees, the replacement guys, I mean, they've been put in such a tough position, and they're doing the best they can, and you can't blame them for anything, and they're busting their butts to do it. And even when the regular guys are come back, I mean, they're going to make mistakes as well. And I feel bad for them. I mean, they're doing a lot of hard work, and I appreciate for what they're doing. So,
did the NFL's image take a hit? And if so, who bears responsibility for
that? Is the NFL taking a hit? I don't know. I don't really know what was going on in the negotiation room, so I don't know how difficult of the negotiations were. I mean, I know it was a tough situation to figure that out. So, they did the best they could to make things work, and it's worked. I mean, we're playing games. We're playing on the field. It's something that's out of our control that we can't worry about.
Did you see that play Monday night at the end?
I did see that. Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
It was a tough call, and LaTroy said it last night on SportsCenter. I mean, when you're out there, it's so hard to see things in split seconds, and everything's going so fast. So, it was a tough call. I don't know. I mean, if I stuck myself out there, I don't know what I would have called. I don't know.
You said you felt bad for the replacement refs. You feel bad for the Packers, the way they lost that?
No, I don't.
When you look at – you talked about a couple bad games you had last year, but when you look at your overall tape last year compared to the first three games this year, what stands out to you?
I think number one is my ability to get the ball out. I know where I'm going, and even just watching the film, I just look so much more comfortable in the pockets, and just like a look of confidence. I don't know. It's definitely different.
Leslie talked about a play where you just threw the ball away in the pocket after basically got 3 seconds in. You knew nothing good was going to happen. Is that part of it too, having the confidence in the offense to know when something's not there?
Yeah, and that's exactly what Coach Musgrave and I have talked about throughout OTAs and in the preseason is. Every quarterback can make a play when it's there. It's the guys that are the better guys in the league that know what to do when the play's not there, and knowing where the outlets are to throw the ball away and everything. And that's kind of something that I've been focused on lately. And it all goes back to not forcing something to happen that's not there.
Having played as well as you guys did against a really good team this past weekend, do you feel as though the bar has kind of been raised here on this team, maybe even within the locker room?
I don't know. We always expect ourselves to play well. I mean, we expect to compete in every game, and no matter who the opponent is. I guess we just proved that on Sunday. But we always have had high expectations for ourselves.
Thanks, Christian. Later.